Welcome back to another edition of the Just Swinging Up podcast. My name is John Burrell, and we're going to start this episode off with our macro minutes. Starting with the VIX at 12.07, it is bearish trend, with the trend level being at 16.81. Moving over to the S&P 500, which the VIX tracks the volatility of, the S&P 500 is currently at 4,643. And trend is at 4,325. So we have bullish trend on the S&P 500 and bearish trend on the VIX, which you would expect. Now, one thing to note on the S&P 500 here is we've had a very sharp rally here going into the end of the year. Santa Claus rally, all the narratives you want to call it, all the things that you end up hearing out there about the Santa Claus rally. He definitely brought the gifts for all the managers out there and all the people that had losses earlier this year. We definitely had a rally here into the close of the year so far. Today is 12/12/23 at the time recording of this podcast. We'll see if we can finish bullish through Christmas. But with that being said, if you did buy and you're up here at this level, not a bad place to take some profits. Even if we are bullish trend, just with the markets don't go straight up, they usually bounce around. So maybe a good place to take some profits on the S&P 500. Moving over to the 10-year. 10-year is at 4.20. 4.20% on the 10-year. And trend is at 4.11. So getting ready to test that trend. Yields could continue lower if it breaks that trend level, but currently it's still bullish trend on the yield. Moving on over to crude oil. Crude oil is at $68.42, and it is bearish trend. It trend level is at $79, so over $11 difference in the trend level and the current price of crude oil. Moving on over to gold. Gold has had a crazy run to all-time highs and then shot right back down within the $2,000 mark. Gold currently sits at $1,994. Trend is at $1,932. Looking at silver, silver is at $23.03, and the trend is at 23.19. Now, gold is bullish trend, but silver has just broke trend, and now it's bearish trend. So maybe something to look at there is silver leading gold, maybe, or is silver just had a sharper temporary fall before they both continue bullish? That's something to watch. Moving on over to cryptocurrencies. We're going to look at Bitcoin first. Bitcoin's trend is at 31,450, and the current price of Bitcoin is at 40,872. So it is at a massive run here at the end of the year too. Seems like a lot of high beta, high volatility assets have been doing really well here at the end of the year. We'll see if it can continue, but once again, maybe maybe close out some for profits, take some profits here at this nice run and wait for a continuation of this pullback that we've seen over the last couple of days. Maybe be able to buy back in after taking some nice profits there. Moving over to the CMC Crypto 200 Index, it's currently at 842. And the trend level for it is at 645. Looking at the Euro USD, currently is at 107.88, and trend is at 107.61. So it is really close to trend as well. This chart looks a lot like the gold and silver chart as well. And as you know, currencies move together, even though some people will argue whether gold and silver are currencies. I would consider that they are actual money, not just currencies, but money versus the fiat currency that we have now. But that is another talk for another time. But that has been your macro minutes. What else do we have for you today? We are going to move over to our top traded stocks of today. We have Advanced Micro Devices, AMD. We have Tesla. We have NIO. We have Pfizer. We have Palantir. We have Lucid Group. And we have Lufax Holding. So we are going to cover these stocks real quick and get the updates for their price levels and trends. Starting this segment off, we have AMD. AMD is currently at $137.61. And its PE ratio is 1,251. So very, very high evaluation for this company that is not making that much profits considering the price of this company. Let's go back and make sure this number is correct. Yes, PE ratio is 1,251. Has this company been bid up because of AI talks? I'm not sure. I haven't really followed AMD very closely, but that is a drastic evaluation, and it's had a massive run from the end of September. If this isn't a stock that, if this isn't a stock to sell, I don't know which one would be. With the massive evaluation, a PE ratio that high, and with this massive move that we've seen since September, it's currently at $137.61. It is bullish trend, but it has went straight up. Trend level is $105.43. Definitely something to take profits on at this point, in my opinion. Moving on over to Tesla. Tesla has a PE ratio of 76. Its current price is at $237.01. And it is right near trend. Trend level is $231.50. I think this is another company you can take whatever profits is left. It's had a sharp decline since November of 21. But it's came back strong here since the end of last year. It's had a nice little move to the upside. Still pretty overvalued company, if you ask me. Moving on over to NIO, I guess is how you pronounce this. It's at $7.27. It has no PE ratio, probably because it isn't profitable. And this thing has just been slaughtered ever since the end of 2020, beginning of 2021. Its bearish trend, its current price is $7.27. Trend is at $9.80. So, not something I think I would own at this moment. Going to Pfizer. Pfizer has a PE ratio of 15.62, which is not that high compared to the other things that's been traded a lot today. Like I said, it's at $28.58. And it is currently bearish trend. It is trend levels at $35.70. This thing is way bearish trend. I would have to see a bottoming process and then to get above trend before I would buy this stock. But it isn't as overvalued as it was. So maybe something to actually keep our eye on there. Moving to Palantir. Palantir has a PE ratio of 250. It's $17.50. The stock price is 250 PE. Definitely something that very much overvalued. It's had a massive run. It is bullish trend. Trend is at $15. It's at $17.50 currently, with a crazy high PE ratio. Now, if we look at Lucid Group, Lucid Group doesn't have a PE ratio. They probably, I'm not sure what they do or what they are. They could be an investment fund. They may not have earnings as far as typical stuff, but they're at $4.22. And the trend level for it is at $6.79. So it's bearish trend, something that I would not look to own. It is at all-time lows, or right at all-time lows. Lufax Holding is at $0.86. Its PE ratio is at 14, which isn't bad. 14 PE ratio, but it is at all-time lows as well, at $0.86, and trend is at $1.55 for that. So that has been your top traded stocks of today on 12/12/2023. Our next segment here, I just wanted to give a little bit of an update for the listeners out there and any new listeners that we have. I am a futures prop trader, and I also manage money, family money, as well as my own in my own accounts. I'm mainly a futures trader, and so even though I do look at stocks from time to time and trade stocks as well, and I'm very much looking at the global markets as far as what we went over in the macro minutes. But my main strategy is day trading the S&P 500 futures, the ES and the MES, for the bigger contract and the micros, which they move in the same direction. But that is my main strategy, is day trading. And so just wanted to give that, and then maybe give some tips for all you day traders, or just traders in general, really. More so than investors, but maybe some of these topics that we'll go over will probably work for any type of trader that you are, mainly traders, but investors too. So one thing that I would like to talk about is position sizing. Position sizing is the most important thing when it comes to trading or investing. And position sizing really comes down to thinking about it in your edge. Thinking about how big your edge is, and that'll depend on your position sizing. So let's take an example, because some of you may think, well, how is position sizing the most important? Your edge is the most important. Well, your edge isn't the most important thing, but it determines your position sizing. So if you have an edge and you win 99% of the time with a 1-to-1 risk to reward, if you trade long enough, the law of large numbers will tell you that that 1% will happen. You'll eventually lose. If you trade 1,000 times with a 99% win rate, you'll have a few losers theoretically. And so your position sizing can make a winning strategy a losing strategy by position sizing alone, regardless of your edge. So that means your position sizing is more important than your edge, because you can have a big edge, a small edge. It doesn't matter if you over position size. So in an extreme example, if you risk 100% of your account with a 99% winning strategy and you trade enough, that 1% will happen and you'll lose everything. Now, this is true at the extreme of 99% win rate with a 1-to-1 edge, and it's true for lower percent winning strategies and higher and a better risk to reward of like risk 1 to make 4, risk 1 to make 20, whatever it is. At every level of your edge, whether it's a small edge, or with a high win rate, or it's a big edge with a small win rate, or any combination of the variables that determines your edge in a market, your position sizing can make an advantage or your edge and in your strategy a losing strategy based on that alone. So there's a few ways that you can determine your position sizing. You can determine your position sizing through historical drawdown of your strategy. So when you're doing your backtest for your strategy, whether it be day trading, swing trading, or investing, you can see what's the biggest drawdown this would have had historically. And you could give yourself some extra cushion. So if you have a $1,000 drawdown in your trading strategy, you could say, okay, well, the biggest drawdown is the one that I'm going to have, right? So because you always want some margin of error. So you say, okay, well, for every, instead of risking $1,000, and if you only have $1,000, maybe you invest $2,000, in your account, and you only use $1,000 of it. So you have some cushion if that $1,000 drawdown comes. You don't want to be at zero. You want to have some cushion to be able to recover from that drawdown. So you can use historical drawdowns as your position sizing guide. There's another way called the Kelly Criterion, and it uses your win rate and your risk to reward ratio, and this will tell you based on the probability and your odds what your position sizing can be, and you can Google that and find that formula. But these are two good ways, or combination of the way of ways that you can do it. And you can also say, okay, I'm gonna half whatever these historical drawdown is, or whatever the Kelly Criterion says, I'm gonna half it and only do half of the max risk it tells me I can do, just because I want that extra cushion. I want that extra risk management that is that you can build in as buffers to your strategy. So these are things to consider, and just the little knowledge of the week, the little nugget of knowledge of the week, so to speak. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm going to try to do these like three little segments where we do macro minutes, where we cover the broad global markets, and then do top traded stocks, and then give away some advice or something to think about with your trading. So I've been John Burrell. Thank you for joining us on the Just Swinging It podcast, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.
The contents of this week's episode of the Just Swinging It podcast are for educational and entertainment purposes only. All persons are only given their opinions and are not to be considered financial advice. The Just Swinging It podcast isn't responsible for any financial actions you may take based on the conversations held on this show.